be challenges for us in our area as well. We're still looking at the Balba Face to Narnar bypass, which has been kicking about for a long time. Hopefully now that will move on. We were talking to the TAA there a few weeks ago, and they seem very positive on it still. So, but we have to try and keep it top of the agenda, because I'm sure there'll be other roads at different national routes that we'll be pushing to try and get ahead of us on the list. But I'll be working hard on that in the coming year.
And indeed, this Stranorlar MD is an area where all the councillors work together collectively. And as you mentioned, there's some vital projects that I'm sure going forward now youth will continue to work towards, and particularly the road projects. They affect the whole of the county.
Yeah, it's mostly the same six councillors were elected the last time that had been elected 5 years previous, and that probably showed that the councillors were working together on all the projects, and the people felt that we were giving it our best for the local people. But we would of course, in the east of the county, we would like to see more coming in. We don't have the benefits of the Wild Atlantic Way that all the other elected areas have the enjoyment of. So we would like to be looking at that there, projects that maybe that we can attract more people to the east of the county for tourism. I suppose there's Greenway projects happening there now from Castlefan to Lufford. We would hope to progress possibly the Donegal town to Balba Fay Walk Greenway as well, which I think would be a massive boost to the Finn Valley.